Episode 26, but round two of the AFL season has just finished, and we are here to break it down with you. By my side, virtually, I have Carmine Caruso.
Thanks, mate.
Expert analyst. Analyst.
But yes.
I want to kick this episode off with a new segment, mate. I am going to give you an anagram. Are you familiar with what an anagram is?
Yeah, I am. But wait, so we're doing this before we get into the footy.
Yeah,
why would you introduce this episode the way you did?
Well, I don't know, but we've done it now. So I'm going to give you an anagram and also our listeners an anagram. So if you have the answer, save it till the end. I'm going to give it you now and see if you can figure out what player it makes up this anagram. He's a current AFL player on an AFL list.
Okay.
So the anagram is Hitler Lip Theory. HitlerLipTheory. Hitler Lip Theory. That makes up the name of a player in the AFL currently. Let us know if you can get that one.
You know I'm good at these, mate.
Yeah, save it for the end, mate. I'll give you. You might have got it straight away, but we'll go.
Oh,
through that
I'm not guessing it now.
No, you've got all episode to think of that one, mate.
All right, but Hitler Lip Theory. Cool.
I've given you that. Now you tell us all about the round that was.
All right, let's play the sting.
It doesn't get any better than that, champion. I'll tell you what. Get a big dog up your Collingwood. You fucking deserve it.
Round two, mate. I'm not going to tell us about the whole round myself. I would like you to have some input, but I'll kick us off. So round two featured eight games rather than nine. We had Brisbane and Carlton with a bye based on this weird round zero formation. But
weird,
it was all right.
Weird getting a bye in round two, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, but there was still enough footy, right?
Yeah, so, there was. No, I don't mind it, but it is strange.
Yeah, it is a little bit strange. But yeah, we started with the Thursday night game between the Saints and the very, very cold Pies at the moment.
Yeah, I feel like this was the last chance that I was giving Collingwood in my tips. And I didn't even give it to him because I tipped Saints. But if I was going to give him a last chance, it was this game.
Sick. I did not expect this to happen. I'm not saying St Kilda pushovers at all. I definitely thought they'd be competitive in this game, but I just really thought Collingwood were going to bounce back after being disappointing in the first two games.
Spit it out, mate.
So for them to go 0-3, as reigning premiers, it has not happened since 1998.
Did Geelong not do it last year?
No. Nah.
Did they just do two rounds?
Yeah, they must have. This is the first team since, well, I think, yeah, 1998 to go the first three games winless. Can you tell me who the last team was, mate? I know you didn't even know footy existed back then, but
1998.
Yeah.
The premiers in 97. I think that was North Melbourne.
Incorrect.
Adelaide.
Correct.
I knew it was one of those two.
Adelaide were the premiers in 97 and 98 season. They started with three losses. But, mate, if history tells us anything, starting with three defeats does not mean you can't win another premiership, because the Crowies fucking won that year in 98.
Hey, I feel like they save this optimism for the Crows breakdown. I just want to confirm, I've just looked back at last year. Geelong lost the first three of last season, so I don't know where you've pulled this stat
from. Right. Well, all I've learned is I trust my old man too much.
Don't tell me that was a Mars stat.
That was a master.
Oh, my word.
What a clown. He's absolutely embarrassed me on my own pod.
not the first time he's embarrassed you.
Fucking hell. Well, yeah. Well, if Collingwood can learn anything, though, you can still win a premiership from Big Zip and three.
But you can also not make finals as Geelong didn't last year. So one of the two.
One of the two. Anyway, so yeah, if you haven't gathered, Saints won that game 14-10-94 to 12-7-79. So yeah, won by 15 points in the end. And what I just want to say,
what did you say if you haven't gathered before? Just save that for round four, mate. We're not getting into that yet.
You're so smart, mate. Thanks, yeah, so I just wanted to mention quickly, Nasiah Wanganeen-Miller.
Unreal.
He's an absolute jet. SA boy.
Is he?
Yeah. That's unbelievable halfback. Is so good by foot. And he was, yeah, he was the standout for me that game. Absolutely cut the pies up with his kicking skills.
Yeah, unreal.
And yeah, I don't know. Honestly, do we sound the alarm a little bit for Pies now?
I watched McRae's last three press conferences, and he was quite defensive in the first two, suggesting people were using the wrong words, talking about Collingwood, and were far too negative. This one, he was far more open to criticism, and he did seem to sort of be suggesting that changes are on the way in their list. And you're looking at people like Sidebottom and even Pendlebury. Are they about to make way, perhaps, for some young blood?
Interesting. We'll see what happens. It doesn't get easier for them this week. They line up against the Lions at the Gabba.
Both haven't got a win, so one of them's unless we see a draw, but then there could be a kicking comp.
So going to be interesting, that game, for sure. All right, let's move on to the Friday night game, the one that mattered. The biggest game of the round for most Adelaide supporters.
And I'm done. I'm done with Adelaide. I'm sick of hearing it. I won't take any more optimism from you. I'm absolutely... You've done me. I'll give you that.
Crows, 11-11-77. Lost to the Cats, 14-12-96. So it was a 19-point loss in the end. Mate...
We heard it all in the lead up to this one, by the way. Texas back. Oh, we're back at home. Oh, this, that. You're shite. Genuinely
just, wait,
shite.
Before we talk the game and before you get stuck into us, I just want to mention, we don't, because of Vic bias, and I'll get more into that.
Somehow the Crows losing its Vic bias.
It's not. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying there was a lot of examples of Vic bias that happened to me in this game, and I'll get to that.
Go on.
First part of it is, so Crows rarely play Friday night games, interstate teams in general, not just the Crows.
It's a disadvantage.
Just listen. There's rarely a prime time spot for interstate teams, especially at home.
Yeah,
right?
And you wonder why. And
because of that, Crows... Well, I've never seen it, but I don't think we've ever had that Channel 7 pump up video. Have you ever seen those?
I wish they didn't, because it sucked me in.
Mate, I nearly cried. The pump up video was amazing. And I'm like, this is why we need to get more Friday night footy, because that video was fucking amazing. And I've always been a fan of those pump up videos. You know, they went through the whole recent history of us, like post the grand final and the whole camp thing, and just how we've turned the culture around. We're in this resurgence period. Honestly, if you get a chance, if you're a Crows supporter, it was goosebumps type stuff. And it really pumped me up before the game. And then, yeah, so I nearly cried at the start, and then I did cry at the end when we lost. But I enjoyed having Friday night footy for that aspect. That was so good, having that pump up video directed at us for once, which is which hasn't happened before.
Where the good started and ended for Adelaide, wasn't it? Because what were your honest thoughts of the game? You've not really been too honest. You've kind of deflected.
But I've got a couple more things I want to bring up before I talk about the game. All right.
Go on, so let me deflect some more.
Let's get into some more Vic bias. All right. And it's more Brian Taylor bias. Mate, the guy could at least have pretended that he cared, right, by doing just a little bit of research. So he clearly has watched minimal Crows games over his venture as a commentator. And yeah, because most of his games are in Melbourne with Vic teams. Mm. So you can tell he had fucking no idea about Crows players and he was not prepared at all. And that's what wound me up the most. Like, go you're on. A professional, at least do a bit of research. The amount of times he...
That's what I've said to you a number of times, by the way. You're a professional, do a bit of research before our shows, mate.
Yeah, I'm always prepared. The amount of times he misnamed players, it was fucking ridiculous. And it wasn't even close. At some stages...
He didn't mispronounce Crows.
No, he got Brad Close right because he was on a Victorian team. He was calling Barry Pedler. Like he genuinely had no idea who Luke Pedler was, and I think he was just guessing at times.
Yeah.
So Saligo would get the ball and he goes, "Oh, there's Pedler," and he's like, "Nah, still don't have it, BT." And then Rochelle would get the ball. Oh, now that's a great play from Pedler, mate. Pedler got about 40 touches according to BT.
You're buzzing if you had him.
Oh, it was just, honestly, that he was confusing players with everyone. Like Murphy, he was calling Rochelle. Like, and it just, it wound me up a little bit.
Did you give him a reason with your performance? Because actions speak louder than words. To do more research. Did you put yourselves on the map with that game?
The next thing I wanted to bring up was the review system.
Oh. You still got salt in the old wounds from last year.
Look, as much as that upset me and as much as I'm still not over it, I want to talk neutrally about it now. Do you think... Did you watch the Crows game?
I did, sadly.
Did you see how many fucking reviews they did?
They did. They're doing, but across the whole round and the starting rounds this year, they've done far.
You're right. But it makes me want to bring up, are umpires overcompensating because of what happened last year?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever this chip technology, have you heard that they're bringing in next year?
Yeah.
They just needed, whenever that's ready, get it sorted. Because the amount of views going on is criminal. And it did feel like they were doing even more in Adelaide to be like, look, we would get it right this year.
Well, I feel like they were under so much stress not to fuck up again at Adelaide Oval. There was literally like clear goals and points that they were like, yeah, we'll just review it.
Yeah, it's not right.
But I feel like as a whole in general, the umpires have sort of second-guessed themselves a lot this year and I really put themselves under the pump. And I feel like it's not good for the game.
No, I agree.
Like, I feel like even as a Crow supporter, collectively, collectively, everyone should acknowledge they've made a mistake, give them a chance. Because now I feel like they're really making more errors because of the pressure they're on based on that mistake.
Yeah, I agree, mate. Yeah.
And it's just killing the flow of the game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how we can change that, but I think we've got to give a little bit more love to our umpires, you know.
Come on, mate.
Bring him in.
Wrap it up.
Head in the shoulder and just be like, boys, it's all right. You made a mistake, but we still love you. We back you in.
Come on.
I think they need a bit of love. Anyway.
Now come on. Just give us some insight into your thoughts on the game, mate, before.
Oh, well, shit. Real shit. Nah, the difference was Geelong, when they went inside 50, they hit targets and the targets actually caught the footy. When we went inside, we rarely hit targets. And when we did, those targets didn't catch the footy.
And how were optimism levels at the start of the year? Out of 10?
Pretty high. 75
out of 10?
Yep.
Pretty high. And what
ask me where they are
now.
75, mate. It's all right. I'm not sounding any alarm bells yet. Last year we started 0-3 or 0-2 It took us one win and we got our confidence back. That's all we need. We're just...
This feels like the delusion of Adelaide people.
Nah, I'm not having that. I just think we've had a couple of very fumbly games. I think we just need to settle.
Right.
And we will. We just need to get one win. We need that win to come. And it's a tough game this week as well.
And what needs to change this week, Nixie? That's you.
We just need to hit targets. We're playing our good fast-paced game. And the back end of last year, we were winning because we were so effective going forward. We're coughing up the ball in the forward 50 way too easily. You make jokes, but Riley Thilthorpe is showing how much of a miss he is. Burgess has come in and doing a good job though, to be fair. So I like that. But I think there's just a bit of rust there. I don't think it is cause for concern. We're still playing the game style that can beat teams. We're just not executing, but we will.
I think once you get back to your native Sunday early kickoff slot, you'll feel more at home and more comfortable in your own performance. So, yeah, let's get them back to there because it's not worth Friday night stuff, that sort of action.
And you know what? Let's stop hooving the ball into the air when you've got the best fucking intercept marker in the game. That frustrates
me.
He
tore you apart, Tom Stewart. I'll give him that. He was unreal. People likened me to him as well.
He is unreal, but we did make him look even better.
Oh,
he's
absolutely
playing loose. Geelong always find a way to play him loose. That's the way he plays. But why? And this is where I think, and I actually, Kane Corns did an analysis of this game, and I don't often agree with Kane Corns, but he said Nixie had a shit game, and I actually agree.
Yeah,
we needed to put someone on Tom Stewart, and we needed to deliver the ball better inside 50 instead of popping it up, especially when we're a small forward line. And he just chewed up every single ball that went in there. So,
yep.
That's on Nixie, I think. So.
That's it. And we are certainly, certainly waffling on this game. But I think we move on now. And we hope that the Crowies do the same and move on and bounce back stronger next week, which I will not be tipping them. Heads up. Into North Melbourne Frio. Not much to say about this one other than North were looking very good first half and
started hot,
running out of puff, lost by 26 points. But I think Frio, we've probably underestimated them and they're a very strong side, as we will see as they play the Crowies next week. Standouts in this one, Sarong was unbelievable, looking really good to start of the year.
Yeah, another 30 plus game. Yep.
But yeah, pretty standard result, but I think plenty of optimism for North fans.
I disagree, but anyway. Nah, you know what? It's good to see this year North Melbourne and West Coast looking way more competitive.
Definitely.
It's good for the game. So
yeah.
But I still hate North Melbourne. Next game was the Saturday. Was it Saturday Arvo? Yeah. Between Hawks and Melbourne.
Yep.
Tell you what, mate. I know Hawks have got their injury woes, especially down back, but I'm a bit disappointed. I thought they were it's only early, but I did think they'd be more competitive at this point.
Yeah, same. I thought they would take some of the momentum they had last year and run into this season, but it hasn't ended that way. And they look, I know, yeah, like you said, injury woes make a big difference, but they look pretty underwhelming. And I think playing Geelong Easter Monday this week ain't a good game for them.
Yeah, I mean, they've been all right against Geelong recently. But I don't think it's going to end in their favour. But yeah, that game was 5-8, 38 Hawks, very low scoring, to 14-9, 93 Melbourne. So got cut apart by 55 in the end.
They did well, actually, just to go back to your comment before, you said they've done well against Geelong. Last time they played them, they only lost by 82. Which is doing okay in Carlton's eyes.
Nah, I remember that game. They were up at halftime.
They were,
and then
actually,
Geelong belted them the second half.
That was Geelong's first win of the year in round
four.
Yeah.
Nah, that was a weird game. But just want to mention, I think Hawks broke a fucking record for uncontested marks in the first quarter, by the way.
Yeah, I did see that they were just chipping it around, but it got them nowhere.
It literally went nowhere. Yeah, so it was quite a boring game to watch, to be honest.
How was Petrarca's like goal line? Was it spoil or smother or summer late on? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
He stopped him from scoring, and it was a good effort that late in the game. Star.
Yeah, he was dominant, Petrarca.
But so, yeah, it's great, not great for injuries in this one. Lever and May. May broke 3 ribs and cracked a vertebrae.
Mate, save it for your physio.
I have not got a physio report this year because it went on for too long. This week.
Well, you probably should have mentioned that because then we should have went through the injuries for the other games.
What were they?
I don't know. But we should have had a look.
Sam Barry in the Adelaide one, was he injured or just shit?
Just shit.
And then Collingwood, Saints, what we got? We had Markov sub-tactical. Mason Wood, fuck, that was sickening, actually.
Oh, yeah, Mason Wood got knocked.
I hope he's all right.
Yeah, concussion.
Bang.
Yeah, look, we'll just go from now on then, mate. Thanks, physio. Good job.
All good. Physio report will be wrapped within the games. And this was game of the round for me.
I was going to say, let's go on to the... who are we sponsored by again?
This was...
Taco Bell, game of the round.
Taco Bell. You got many of those in Adelaide. Sydney Swans v Essendon. I had Swans crushing them. And, I mean, they end up winning by 30, but it was a much closer game than that.
It was. And we got given a little tip to... To put this game under the points, because apparently it was going to be very humid in Sydney, and between these two teams, traditionally, it's you don't see more than 166 points.
155 points.
Oh, 55. So the end total of both team scores together was 232 points.
It was close. So
absolutely smashed that line. It's one of the highest scoring games you'll ever see. And I'm really glad we ignored that tip.
Yes. Lots of feistiness in this one, wasn't there? I didn't realise there was a lot of spot fires to be put out. And obviously sparked by the early incident with Wright, which I'm going to get your opinion on now. How many weeks did it... Was it intentional, football act? What are we talking? Peter Wrong or Peter Wright?
Peter Wrong or Peter Wright. Well, to tell you the honest truth, mate, and I like being honest with you, so I'm not going to faff you here. I didn't see it.
Oh, so brilliant.
I'm going to let you talk through this one.
So he basically goes to contest a mark that's coming his way, but realises late on that Cunningham's probably going to get there first and there's going to be contact, turns his shoulder and ends up connecting with Cunningham's head, lays him out. Cunningham gets subbed off.
Wasn't that really early?
It was like first couple of minutes. So, yeah, very early. And I think that led to lots of the feistiness later in the game, which had a real intensity about it. But I think Peter Wright is going to get, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. Yep. I think he was going for the ball and his eyes were on the ball. But at some point, they do turn and it goes into protect yourself mode, which you can't do. And his shoulders made contact with Cunningham's head. So that seems like a big no-no from the AFL these days.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. And Cunningham got knocked out and had to get subbed off.
He did. He got subbed off. And he came back and sat on the bench. So he was in, like, he was okay. But, yeah, I think they'll make another example here of Wright. And I don't think it's as bad as Powell Pepper, but I think it could be just considered reckless enough.
As bad as Jimmy Webster? No.
No way.
Surely not.
No.
So, Peter Wrong. Then, hey.
Peter Wrong in this case. And did you see Travis Cloak?
Travis Cloak?
Yeah, did you see it? He's the runner for Essendon.
Is he? Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
So there was a little bit of scrapping going on between a few players. I think it was Warner at the centre of it all. Chad Warner. And Cloak runs out. He was obviously doing some running as a job. And he was... He sort of just was pulling the Essendon players away because they'd been given a free kick. And I think he was essentially trying to get them to not react so that the free kick would be overturned. Thoughts on that? He only touched Essendon players. Is that allowed or do you think he'll get a fine potentially?
Well, so he was pulling. He was pulling his own team.
Yeah,
away.
He was sort of like dragging him away. Like, stop! You're going to get it overturned. But just a runner out there.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are with that. If runners can touch players or not.
Like it was good. It broke up all the fighting and stuff, and there wasn't any further incident. But I don't know how much the AFL will want to see that.
Well, you do see runners. They like the little bum taps. They do. That's like part of that's. Part of their job is to give water and instruction and bum taps. so I don't know. Clokey's been given a bit of freedom. He's going, mate, you know, you sort out a bit of trouble if we need you to.
Yeah, he's
given a bouncer as well.
Yeah. And maybe he forgot where he was.
Yeah, maybe he thought he was playing. He's a bit of a bruiser, old Travis Clokey. You wouldn't want to get into a scrap with him. So,
but you know why it was hard to tell if it was Clokey or not?
Because he didn't have a glove.
Didn't have the old glove on.
Fuck, that would be amazing if he wore a glove while he was running. Oh man, that is fantastic.
Yeah, that was a very good game and possibly my game of the round. And we had the Doggies v Gold Coast, who Doggies bounced right back from their miserable showing, and they put the Suns right in their place. Suns have shown us once again that they cannot travel interstate.
Yeah, fucking 18-7, 115 to Suns 10-7, 67. So a 48 drubbing there in Ballarat.
And Cody Wayman, 6 goals.
Some performance, innit?
It was very good. Very, very good. And Jack McRae, just the 50 touches in the VFL.
Yeah, I think he's putting his hand up.
Whether they're seeing him and he's not just behind some tall bloke at the back of the class, I don't know. Because Bevo seems to have gone right off him. But the Suns completely underwhelming in this one and got what they deserved in the end. Great to see the young fella, Jed Walter, make his debut. Looks like a specimen for a young lad.
He's a big lad, isn't he?
So, yeah, good stuff from him. But, they'll be wanting more from the Sunnies.
That Riley Sanders is having a good start as well.
He looked very good, yeah.
22 touches. Looks very comfortable at the level, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Caulfield, big injury in that one. First couple of minutes as well. Did his shoulder. Probably going to be out for a long time. Has had a lot of injury trouble, so not good for the Doggies.
I think his game last week was his first game in like 1,000 days or some shit.
Yeah, he was real out cold at the Saints, and yeah, he's gonna have some time away from the kennel, I believe. So,
yeah, that sucks.
What's the next game, mate? Lead us away. You watched this one?
Yeah, I watched this one. Richmond 13-14, 92. Fell to the Power, probably just in the last quarter. Power ran away with it, and they were 18-14, 122. So they won by 30 points. But it was a pretty close game.
I was going to say, does the scoreline reflect the game?
Nah, I don't think so. Like I said, it was much closer affair. And Power, I think Richmond just went for it in the last quarter and left themselves open. Once they didn't really have a chance left, I think the game sort of fizzled out and Port scored a lot of late ones that really didn't matter.
Boak's 350th. Boak's 350th.
Yeah, absolute champion of the game. I think he's a well-loved player by all AFL teams and fans. So
shame that it wasn't at the Adelaide ground for a big occasion like that.
Yeah, again, Vic bias.
Yeah,
but he is Victorian, so it might have had something to do with that as well.
Out of respect,
so his family could get over there for him.
It was Vic bias, but towards his family.
Yeah, so I can see why they did that.
Any standouts in that game? Well, if you've noticed, we haven't done our Brownlow votes. We will be posting them online for you to see and debate amongst yourselves.
Well, they're already up by the time this episode's out.
They will be up. So if you haven't seen them, go back and have a look. See if you disagree.
Standout to me, Butters was unreal.
Looks great.
Yeah, had like 30-odd touches. Kicked a goal. He was really important. Willem Drew was really good for me as well. Very, very professional player. Does his job.
Versatile
no fuss.
Player. Can do a tag, can do a run with, can do a bit of midfield, can do a bit of wing, or I don't know where else he plays. But
yeah, He was very good. And Tigers, Liam Baker was very good, especially in the last half. And I think Shea Bolton as well had a really good game, kicked some important goals early.
Do you think Baker's playing out of position? He plays his half forward, pressure forward role now, and obviously was great, came into the team initially at like half back or back pocket.
Well, yeah, he is out of position based on his natural position, but they made that well known this year that they were going to play in more midfield and in the forward line this year. So, I mean, it's working. He's that sort of a player, I think.
You can throw him anywhere, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. And, he looked really good. Kicked three goals, got a lot of the footy as well. So,
what a grand final he had a few years ago. Fucking
shit. Yeah, before we move on to next game, I just want to say Richmond are not looking like a 0-3 team. Like they've been, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's not working, but they're in it in most games. They look like they should be winning, but just not getting across the final.
Going to be the story of their season, I think, and it'll be them v Adelaide for like one of those lower spots in the league.
I think they'll pull it back. I think things will start to click soon. But yeah,
maybe
I think
it'll be more convincing win over Adelaide.
As a Richmond fan, I wouldn't be too disheartened yet.
No.
Final game of the round, mate. You take it away. These were your boys.
I watched it, but it was pretty shit. It's not fun. Like, it was just underwhelming. I don't like that we've played North, and the game was West Coast v Giants. For anyone that didn't know. I don't like that we've played North, then West Coast. I think it sets you up. Then we've got a bye. So it's easy to, switch off for our next game, which is in round four. And that will be against the Suns. And that's going to be far more competitive a game. So
in Adelaide as well. In Mount Barker.
Fuck.
Shout out to my old club, Mount Barker.
SA bias. But yeah, pretty average watch this one. Obviously, the result was all as what was expected, 108-43, 16-12 we kicked, and 5-13 for the Eagles. Eagles weren't as bad as that scoreline suggests, but they, like, you can't just defend. It's kind of like in football when you just set up a team to defend and counter-attack. It's just not going to work over the long run. So, Tom Green, unreal. He's such a good player, is the takeaway from that one.
He's in absolute sizzling form, isn't he?
But yeah, he is, and he's probably got 9 Brownlow votes, and he will have on our votes. So
yeah, I appreciate what you said. I don't think it's a good setup leading into a decent team in the Suns. So could be a tough one there, especially in Adelaide. But yeah. I guess it'll be hard for both teams. But I feel like Suns will be better prepared for that one.
We didn't touch on the pitch invader. What are your thoughts on that? I don't want to spend too much time on it, but
you don't see too many pitch invaders these days because they make a point of not putting them in the limelight. They don't like broadcasting it when it happens, so you'll see the camera not on focus. But this guy was hard to not be spotted because he went right in the middle of a fucking pack where the ball was getting thrown about, almost got knocked out by Brody Smith, who like was turning to get the footy. And he was just so calm. He had his phone out. He was recording it. It was very dangerous. Like, he could have got seriously hurt because he wasn't watching. He was just on his phone, recording it. I don't want to praise him for it because it's just silly, but it was funny. And I like Crouch had a crack at detaining him and like held him for a bit with one hand, and Crouch was like, come on, where are the security guards? And then he got away from Crouch, and then Keezy's like, nah, I've had enough, and just fucking flattened him.
Do you think Keezy should be scrutinized for that?
Nah, not at all. He didn't hurt him. He just sort of threw him to the ground and made the security guard, collect him. Do you see what he did before? He took a security guard's hat as well as he jumped over the fence.
Did he?
Yeah.
The fuck?
So he, climbed over the fence. You know how the security... But it's weird because usually the security have to look at the fans.
So I don't know why he was watching the game. I don't think he was meant to be doing that. Oh, and God. As he was doing that, the bloke took his hat and then ran
on the field. Oh, yeah, I did see that, actually.
Yeah, so, yeah, interesting. But there's a lot of people saying that it fucking ruined the Crows' momentum, but we had no momentum going into it. If anything, he gave us a breather, so thanks, mate.
Weird thing. All right, moving on into my round quiz that I'm going to do for the first time this week.
Go on, mate.
Round quiz for you, mate, and I'm going to give you some random stats, and I want you to guess who you think was the leader in these categories for round two.
Oh, right,
we'll start easy. Who had the most touches of the round?
Of the round?
Of the round.
Oh, fuck. Either Sarong or Green.
Tom Green. Tom Green had 34 and Sarong had 35. You are incorrect. Oh. It's one of your own, mate. It was Matt Crouch with 37 touches.
Yeah, you're right.
So there's one not good one for you, mate. Who had the best kick to handball ratio?
What side are we looking at? Are we looking at more handballs are better or more kicks are better?
I don't know. This is just a stat taken from the AFL app, and one of them is kick to handball ratio. So I'm guessing they had 12 kicks to one handball. Would that be positive in AFL?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess people see kicking as more damaging. It's got to be Sicily.
Oh, incorrect. It's Ryan Mansell from Richmond. Thought you'd get that one, mate. It's a bit disappointing.
Fucking Sicily had about 13 uncontested marks. They should have been all kicks.
The main one. This is my favourite stat of the week. Who had the most clangers?
Oh, I love a clanger. Fuck, tell me it's a Crows player.
It is a Crows player.
Is it actually?
It is a Crows player.
Was it Brody Smith?
It was not Brody Smith. This player had 10 clangers.
10?
10. And he is a clumsy bastard.
Wasn't Brody Smith. Oh, it was fucking... Was it Butts?
Nah.
Riley O'Brien.
It was Big Robbo, and it was Riley O'Brien.
He kicked a couple nice goals, actually, but yeah, he is... Not, mate, it takes him 7 minutes to drop the footy from his hand to his foot.
He's, you know, the Iron Giant. You ever seen that movie?
Nah,
he is the Iron Giant.
Have you ever played Tekken?
Yeah,
he's Jack from Tekken.
Oh, is that not the movie?
The big robot guy.
Is that not the movie where he goes, I will find you and I will kill you?
You are a fucking idiot.
Taken. I'm whining you up, man.
No bad. But yeah, do you know the character Jack from Tekken?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Is that the one that she won't share the door with him after she's gone off the ship? Jack and Rose. Oh, that's Titanic.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, no.
Continue with your quiz, you fucking numpty.
Who had the most ground ball gets with 15?
Ground balls.
It's an Essendon player.
Merritt likes to be on the deck.
Ooh. Are you locking that in?
Yeah, I reckon it's Merritt.
It's Will Satterfield, so you were not close.
He is a dog as well. So
great ex-giant. Who had the most turnovers with 9?
Brody Smith.
Adam Treloar.
I'm sure.
Adam Treloar had the most turnovers. Now, let me see what other stats I can find here, mate. Who had the most centre bounce attendances? 29, it's joint. 2 Essendon players. I suppose because it's the most goal-heavy game, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Merritt.
Yep.
And...
think ground ball gets.
Satterfield.
It is. You're on the money, brother.
Unreal.
Who had the most hit outs with 47?
Was it Briggsy?
It was not Briggsy.
Think
Clangarooney.
Was it It was Riley.
Riley O'Brien.
Fucking hell. I wish they went to advantage a few of them.
Oh, do you want me to tell you that stat, mate?
Hit outs to advantage.
Hit outs to advantage. Let me find that one.
Got to be Grundles or Briggsy.
Who had the most hit outs advantage? Riley O'Brien with 18.
Fuck me. So we've got no
you
excuses.
You are dog shit. Who had the most tackles? Oh, an absolute beast. 12.
Rowell.
Dawson.
Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson.
Yeah.
Who had the most score launches? Which, if you know what that is, I'll
What's
give you
that
a point.
Mean?
No.
Score launch?
Score launches.
I have no idea. All right, makes me think like astronauts, so maybe Aaron Norton.
Kieran Briggs. Who had the most shots at goal with 8? You watch this one.
Yeah, Bailey Fritch.
Toddy Marshall.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Who had the most marks on lead?
Oh, fucking wrap this up, mate.
Who had the most marks on lead?
Sounds like a fucking dog called Mark. marks on the lead. Todd Marshall.
You watched Jeremy it, Cameron. Mate. And final one, because this is the fun one. Who had the most bounces with 6? It's a few bounces in a game.
I was going to say Saad, but he didn't play.
Saad.
Probably like Shea Bolton or Daniel Rioli.
Oh, Shea Bolton second with 5. Lockie Whitfield 6.
Uh-huh.
There
nice.
You go, mate. And that is my round wrap-up quiz. Let us know if you want to hear a lot less of that in the comments.
I'm commenting right now. Way less, please.
What have you got for us, mate? Should we look at the tips of the round that was?
And get
into our
go
next
on.
Ones?
Go on. Get the tips up.
Right. I'll get our comp
who's
open.
Leading?
In and under tipping. We had a late join this week, which shows you can join and it will
Do
keep
it.
Your score. So don't fret. Just get in there.
Who is it? What's the username?
It is a friend of the pod, Clarky, who is also a host of the Falcon Footy Pod. So
nice.
Shout out to them.
Nice, Clarky.
Ladder, we had last round tips. Oh, lots of sixes.
Yeah, not me.
What do you want to know? Do you want to know who got the most?
Who got the most from the round and who's leading?
We had H. Ascoli with 6 correct, and they were joined with unfucking believable Mario Caruso, which is Nick Caruso. Josh Clark got 6. Lappy got 6, which is you. Good on you, mate.
Let's keep the full names to a minimum.
Big,
please.
Big sound 6, which is me.
So who's leading in general?
The overall rankings. Oh, can I change that? Fucking hell, it's not easy to do on this app. We've got Harry Haskalai, with 16 correct. He is just above unfucking believable with 15. And down at the bottom, we've got myself. I got top of rankings, which is Jacob, and D's, which is Dana.
Sick. So I'm middle field. All
right, you're right in the mix, mate.
That. I'll take that.
And you're hungry for more, aren't you? Let's get into round 3.
Yeah, let's do it.
Kicks off with, as you mentioned, Brisbane v Collingwood, the rematch of the grand final. Who are you tipping? And why?
Brisbane, because it's at home.
Brisbane at home. Oh, so you think the Pies are going to go 0-4. Wow. And what's your margin?
Uh, 21.
Oh, I've got Brisbane by 27.
Oof. Nice, mate. Yeah, I remember this game last year. Brisbane dominated Pies at home, so hopefully it happens again for my tips, but yeah, we'll see.
North v Carlton, 420 Blaze It, the Good Friday game. What you got? clearly a Carlton, surely.
Let's just move on to the next game, mate.
Who are you tipping? Surely.
I'm not saying it. What?
All right, the next one. Frio v Adelaide at Optus Stadium. Big match for Adelaide, this. Big, big match.
Fuck, not many people have given us a chance. I'm going Crows.
I'm going to have to back Frio in this one. I apologise. I've been let down one too many times by the Crows bros.
I physically can't tip against us. Like, yeah, it's too hard.
Strange lad, aren't you? What else? Next game, Essendon v Saints at Saints. Marvel. Saints, easy money. I will be going the Saints too. Port v Melbourne, great game on the Saturday night.
I think Port will get it done.
Yeah, Port v Melbourne.
Yeah, I think Port.
Yeah, Port at home, I'm going to have to go with them.
They look good.
And you've got the Battle of the West. You've got Western Bulldogs v West Coast Eagles at Marvel Stadium. I'll be at this one, I think.
Battle of the West in the East. So, yeah, Bulldogs for me.
Bulldogs all the way. Richmond v Sydney at the MCG. Going to have to stick with the Swans there.
I'm going a little roughy here. I'm going Richmond.
No, you are not.
I'm going Richmond.
Mate, what are you playing at?
I'm going Richmond.
And then final game on the Monday, we love to see Monday action, and that is Hawks v Geelong. Only lost by 82 last year, the Hawks. Can they do similar feats this week, this year?
No, nah, I'm going Geelong. Geelong look,
gotta go
Geelong
with the Cats. Decent. Meow. And yeah, that's meow. It. What's your matchup of the week? What's going to be the best game there?
I actually think Bombers-Saints would be a decent game.
Bombers-Saints? Interesting.
Yeah, I think it might be a close one. The Thursday night game could be a ripper because both teams are going to be desperate for a win.
Yep.
Yeah, they're the ones that spike my interest the most. I genuinely think Richmond-Saints will be very close.
Really?
Richmond-Swans.
When's that? What round's that? Richmond-Saints?
Yeah, nah. Richmond-Swans, I think Richmond will do them.
There you go.
I just think Richmond have got the game style to sort of stem Sydney's flow, and it's at home as well. And Richmond are due a win. Like I said, they don't look as bad as what their results say. So, interesting. Yeah, watch them bounce back here.
Get your tips in. And join our group if you haven't, because there's still time.
It's growing.
And I'm going to take you back to the start of the episode, Carl, where I gave you an anagram of Hitler lip theory.
Oh, fuck. I haven't even been thinking about that.
Okay, we're going to have to cut all this as you think.
I reckon I'm going to get it, though.
I reckon there's a theme of this one, mate, and I think you'll find it.
You're a fucking cunt. This is not nice. I've just figured it out. You're an absolute wanker. This is too soon.
It is the missing link for the Adelaide
Riley
Crows.
Thilthorpe, you're a twat.
And it is Riley Thilthorpe. If they had him, they'd be good, and it's the reason they're not good. So there's your scapegoat, Crowies.
How good am I at fucking anagrams?
Let us know if you got that one and what player you want to see anagrammed, and I'll keep it secret.
How'd you do it? Did you come up with that yourself, or did you put it in like an anagram generator?
I have to save my secrets, mate. A good magician never tells the tricks. Is that it?
I believe the saying is a good magician never tells his secrets.
There you go. But my secret is an anagram generator on the internet.
Yeah, thought so.
You can have that one for free. We'll see you next week.
That's it. All right, yeah. Happy Easter round. I hope you enjoy the Good Friday, Easter Monday games. I don't think Easter will have any real significance in regards to how the games play out, but some people enjoy the holiday aspect of it. So
let's see who gets the chocolates, eh?
Hey!
See what I did there?
Yeah. Go the Crows. See you later.
Come on, Giants, on your bye week.